This is Professor X, and you're tuned into the Who's Your Daddy Godcast Network.
She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute,
she's got fur, she's a beaut, Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly. Welcome to the podcast, Bella and me. Happy New Year, everybody. It's Bella and me.
Hello, everybody.
Yet again.
Happy New Year, everybody.
2019, Bella.
Woo, yo.
Boy, how do you feel about that?
I'm excited. I can't wait to see all the wonderful things that are going to happen this year.
We got some correspondence from your listeners.
I heard. It took so long to get it all.
I know. Well, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of emails coming in.
Yeah, I love it.
We got a bunch here. We're going to jump right in.
All
right. This first one is from Dilly Smith.
Hello, Dilly Smith. I love you.
We absolutely love the Christmas episode.
Yeah!
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. We practiced so hard.
Did you really?
Oh, well, me and Zoe wanted to be really good at it.
Oh, I thought you had other friends that were singing.
Well, Slippery Pete, too.
Oh, right. Of course. Can't forget Slippery Pete. The next one is from Kimberly Eve.
Hello, Kimberly Eve. I love you.
Kimberly wants to know, where did you get the Christian Bohemian Rhapsody song? I played it for our pastor, and then he played it in church. Fantastic.
Oh, that's so funny. Where'd you get it, Daddy-O?
That's from a group called the Apologetics. Not the actual denomination, if you will, the Apologetics, but it's an actual music group called the Apologetics.
Oh, all right. They did it.
Yeah, so they were. Yeah, that was great. Dawn K.
Hello, Dawn K. I love you.
You know what Dawn K says?
No, I do not.
At 3 minutes and 22 seconds of Bella and Mehinim Rhapsody, what's the explosion
Bella and
for?
Bella Rhapsody.
What's the explosion for? That was just some technical difficulties. So, sorry about that, Dawn. Yeah, just ignore it. We're going on now to Monica Blasimio 5644.
Hello, Monica Blasimio. I love you.
My 3-year-old has had me play the Christmas episode of Zoe and Bella, belting out those tunes every night since Christmas.
Oh boy,
Bella, you have to let me finish the sentence
because then
you miss certain things because you get very excited.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Michael Sheridan 2088.
Hello, Michael Sheridan 2088. I love you.
Aww. This show has got to be scripted. There's no way it's not. No, Michael, it's not scripted, dude.
We're not scripted. We're just talking.
It's not. Just, you know, Bella happens to be very, very clever, very witty.
Yes.
Very fast,
that's
very
right.
sharp.
That's
and,
right.
And we're just trying to keep up with her, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It is not scripted.
Not.
This next entry is from Bombs Away.
Bombs Away, I love you.
What crashed at the beginning of the Bella and Medium Rhapsody episode? There was a crashing sound that wasn't even acknowledged. LOLOL. Again, there was a little technical difficulty there.
I told you they would notice.
Yeah, well, again, I guess I was wrong. Okay, Sandman 2020.
Hello, Sandman 2020. I love you.
Why was Slippery Pete so tired on his last time on the show? He didn't sing very much. Is he okay?
Well, I think when he sings, it takes a lot.
Why? It takes a lot? What? It takes a lot. What? You okay?
Out of him.
Oh, really? It takes a lot out of him.
Yeah, because he's got such a scratchy voice.
But why should that matter? If that's his voice, why should that...
It's harder for him when he has to sing, I guess.
All right, I guess.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Flip Flop Flat has a question.
Ooh. Flip Flop Flat. I love you.
There's talk of an animated opening for the video show. When is that going to happen?
Yeah, when?
I'm dying to see that.
When? Yeah.
Really, you're dying to see that?
Don't be dying.
No, don't let that be the thing that takes you out. Oh, it's, hey, look, it's coming. Flip, flop, flap. Flip, flop, flat. Your name is very difficult to say. It's coming. It's, you know, an animation doesn't take, it takes a little while to do.
It's just a little scribble here and there.
Yeah. Just a little scribble here and there. Exactly right. You broke the mystery of animation. Okay, Cheyenne Jokum.
Hello, Cheyenne Jokum. I love you.
My daughter got a Bella doll for Christmas.
What?
We attached a picture of it.
Oh, my goodness.
She sleeps with it every night, and she says, I got a Bella doll for Christmas. Thank you, Santa, and thank you, Bella and me.
Oh,
and
here's the, that's lovely.
Here's the picture Let's of the Bella doll.
Oh, my goodness. It looks just like me.
It looks just like you. How big is that thing?
It is so cute. I love it.
I'm just going to... I know it's an audio show, everybody, but you can go on the website.
Looks like my fur, too.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, I don't believe it. That looks real.
Oh, no, it's a doll.
Oh, it doesn't have any nails.
No,
but
it's
that
definitely...
is so cute.
Wow, that it does look real.
It looks so real.
Oh, that's so cool. What is that, felt? What is that?
I don't know, but it looks like my fur.
That is so cool, and I guess it looks like Bella.
Yeah, it
sort
looks
of.
Like me.
The legs are a little too short, but...
I think it's adorable.
And she sleeps with this every night, huh, Cheyenne?
That's so nice.
All right, well, hey, as long as she's happy, and you like it, and everyone's happy, then amen. London Bridge 188.
Hello, London Bridge 188, I love you.
Can I buy a poster of all the Bella and Me cast members?
Ooh, yeah. But, Daddy-o, you gotta draw it
I have to draw it, yes.
Oh, take a picture of all of us. Now, that would be hard to get us all in one room at the same time.
Yeah, that would be very difficult. And to get me in the picture with Slippery Pete, I don't know, maybe Mama's going to have to take the picture.
Maybe we'll draw you in.
Yeah, everyone else will be photographed. I'll be a drawing. Okay, next up, oh, this is a nice name, Tanya Bottoms.
Hello, Tanya Bottoms. I love you.
How often does Slippery Pete come to see Bella?
A lot.
A lot.
I don't tell Daddy-o all the time that he comes.
Oh, he comes more than he should be coming?
When, what?
Yes. Exactly.
Well, first of all...
Is that your defense?
Is,
no. When, what, what?
No. I said, wait a minute. I said, when he should be coming, I don't know what that means.
What?
You said he comes more than he should be coming.
He should be coming, meaning...
He could come whenever he wants to come. He's welcome anytime.
Hmm. Okay, next one is from Shy Singh.
Hello, Shy Singh. I love you.
I love Zoe. We think she's adorable.
And I love you.
Well, there you go. All this love going around. So next one is from That Poor Throat.
That Poor Throat. I love you.
Not sure if that's the person's name, but we'll go.
That's all right.
I think Slippery Pete needs more than a lozenge, LOL.
Yeah, yes. That's why he's so tired after he sings. It's such a hard thing to do.
Right. Okay, next one up, Drunk Town.
Hello, Drunk Town. I love you.
When is Bella and Zoe going to cut their own album? Although...
I thought he was going to say cut our own hair.
I'd like to see that.
I don't think I can hold a scissor.
Yeah, well, you also need opposable thumbs. When is Belle and Me going to cut their own album?
Ooh.
Although they did sound a little drunk during White Christmas, which was awesome.
We were not so drunk.
She was sounding drunk.
We were not.
I actually heard that cut.
And?
You did sound a little out there.
Well,
the higher the notes went, it just was beyond the stratosphere of where those notes were going.
Look, that's where our voices are, and that's too bad.
I think only dogs were able to hear you at that point. And we have one last one.
Oh.
From Sue Lil.
Hello, Sue Lil. I love you.
My son has autism and has spoken more this past year than ever before, and it's because of this show.
I've written that
in before, but needed to state that. He loves the episodes when they sing the most. He sings along with them, and it's on those days that I find it the easiest to work with him. If you have a child with autism, this is the podcast you need to play for your child.
Oh my goodness.
It's amazing.
That is, I remember you. Hello. Happy New Year. I hope
Happy
you had
Year.
A wonderful, wonderful
That's
Christmas.
Right. Happy New
and
Year.
That is the best present. Thank you so much for sharing that with us and with everybody else out there. I hope it helps other mommies and daddies like you.
I'm sure it does.
Thank you so much for that.
You have a very infectious way about you, Bella.
Thank you, Daddy-O. What are you saying like
that? I think I've been infected. That's all.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Why do you make it sound like something nasty?
But why do you have to go to that place?
No. Say.
Infectious. You have an infectious way about you.
All
right. What's wrong with that?
All right.
Gee.
Yeah. All right, like a lovable way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a...
Right.
Like a...
You grow on
yeah,
me.
Not yeah, not like a fungus.
Maybe
no.
a weed. Maybe a weed.
No! Like a flower.
There are some very nice weeds.
Like a flower.
Like a flower, yes.
Thank you.
Like a little flower.
Thank you.
Well, I think that's all there is today, Bella.
Oh.
We have a big year coming up. Lots of things going on.
Yeah.
We got the video show we got to focus on. We got this animation
yeah.
we got to focus on. We got this poster we
yeah.
got to do.
Coloring book. What about
coloring
that?
Coloring books
you
are
said.
Coming. And listen, there's a lot of things happening. And it's very exciting. The new year. We're going to have a bunch of new shows coming out. New topics
All
to talk
right.
about.
I want to see a coloring book. I want to see a poster. I want to see the adventures of Bella and me. I want to see the
what
video
is
show.
What is that? What is the adventures of Bella and me?
It's a book I'm writing.
It's a book you're writing?
Yes.
And you're telling me you want to see it?
Yes.
Oh, I guess you need
I'm
help
gonna
writing
write it, and you're gonna put it on paper.
So okay, I'm gonna pen it.
You're right.
Gotcha.
Again, I'm not gonna pick up
right,
a pen.
Right, right. Although you can figure out how to wire up the podcast studio
yeah.
when Slippery Pete comes.
We all work together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to go investigate that explosion at the beginning of the last
yeah,
show.
Yeah, let's find out what that was.
About.
I think 2019 was the best year we ever had.
What do you mean was the best year? It hasn't happened yet.
That's it. It is happened.
It is happening?
Right. It already happened.
Oh, it already is.
In our hearts and our minds.
Gotcha.
And that's how we got to think. Like, it's already a done deal.
That's like the book of Romans 4:7.
That's
the
right.
The Father God calls things that are not as though they are.
Like, it already happened.
So you're saying 2019 was the best year you ever had.
Right.
Podcastian children out there, if you're listening, here's what we want you to say. From now on, you want to say 2019 was the best year we ever had. And if any adult says to you, no, not was, it will be. You say, I'm not waiting till the end of the year for it to be the best year there ever was. I'm saying it already was the best year. Now it has to catch up in the natural.
Amen. That's good, Daddy-O.
Amen. Good stuff. Oh, thank you, Bella. You agreed with me pretty quickly there.
I agree with you.
I'm just stating something.
You sound shocked.
I am a little shocked, but that's okay. Well, until next time, this has been
Bella and me.